with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. military has carried out at least five deadly strikes against alleged drug traffickers in boats in the waters off Venezuela in recent weeks. And now President Trump confirms that the CIA is at work inside that country.
President Trump told reporters at an Oval Office event he authorized covert CIA operations inside Venezuela, blaming the South American country for allowing criminals and drugs to flow into the U.S. Trump says he is also considering land operations there.
Because we've got the sea very well under control.
Early this month, the administration declared drug cartels to be unlawful combatants. Since early September, U.S. forces have conducted at least five strikes in the Caribbean, resulting in 27 deaths. Jennifer King, Washington.
Donald Trump says India's prime minister has personally assured him that India will stop buying Russian oil. The move could support administration efforts to pressure Moscow to end the war in Ukraine. A new report on obesity shows Americans have been cutting the fat.
The number of states with obesity rates of 35% or more has dropped for the first time in a decade. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 19 states had obesity rates of 35% or more in 2024, down from 23 states the year before. In adults, obesity is defined as having a body mass index of 30 or higher. It's a chronic disease linked to diabetes, stroke, cancer, and heart disease. I'm Mike Hempen.
Americans are blaming both Republicans and Democrats in large numbers for the ongoing government shutdown. A new AP-NORC poll also shows most Americans see the shutdown as a significant problem, with delayed flights and hundreds of thousands of federal employees furloughed or working without paychecks. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that transgenderism might be a fad.
If it's not, then why are fewer and fewer young people identifying as such? That's the question posed in a study released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which finds just 3.6% of college students say they are transgender in 2025. Last year, it was over 5%, and in 2020 and 23, it was nearly 7%. Other surveys indicate the young people are much more likely than any older cohort to identify as trans. Michael Harrington reporting.
Turkey is cracking down on Christians. Alliance Defending Freedom International reports that the government has labeled foreign believers national security threats and is deporting them in large numbers. Turkey is officially a secular state, but President Erdogan has been taking the nation in an increasingly conservative Islamic direction. This is SRN News. Investigators say faulty engineering led to the implosion of the Titan submersible heading to the wreck of the Titanic.
The National Transportation Safety Board says the Titan had multiple anomalies and failed to meet necessary strength and durability requirements. It also said OceanGate, the owner of the Titan, failed to adequately test it and was unaware of its true durability. All five people were killed on the submersible in 2023, including OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. The report also said the Titan likely would have been found sooner had OceanGate followed standard guidance for the emergency response. The Coast Guard released a report in August that described the Titan implosion as preventable and found glaring disparities between safety protocols and actual practices. I'm Ed Donahue.
Nestle is cutting 16,000 jobs globally as the company cuts costs to revive its finances. More details at srnnews.com.